Coinbase says its USDC deal with Circle auto-renews forever. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong said the company's USDC agreement with stablecoin issuer Circle auto-renews in perpetuity with the same terms, according to comments circulated on July 31, 2026. The statement addresses one of the most asked questions from investors, whether the revenue-sharing arrangement behind Coinbase's stablecoin income has an expiry date that could be used to reset terms. The short answer, per Armstrong, is no. Barring a mutual decision to change it, the deal keeps rolling forward as written. The arrangement behind the income line Circle issues USDC, the second largest stablecoin. Coinbase distributes it, holds a large share of it across its platform, and shares in the reserve income USDC generates. Those reserves sit largely in short-term treasuries and cash, so the yield tracks interest rates. When rates are high, the float on tens of billions of dollars in circulating USDC produces real money. That income has become a meaningful part of Coinbase's revenue mix. And it does not swing with trading volume the way transaction fees do. For an exchange whose fee revenue rises and falls with market cycles, a rate-linked volume-independent stream is valuable precisely because it is steadier. Armstrong's framing matters because a fixed-term contract would have handed Circle a future negotiating window. Circle went public and has its own shareholders to answer to, and the split of USDC reserve income is the single largest line item connecting the two companies. Confirmation that the terms auto-renew removes the scenario where Circle waits for a renewal date to claw back a larger share. Two words that do the heavy lifting. Same terms. Two words do the work here. Same terms. An auto-renewing contract that still allowed price adjustments at each renewal would offer far less certainty. Armstrong's version says the economics carry forward unchanged unless both sides agree otherwise. For Coinbase, that turns a variable into a constant. The company still faces rate risk, since reserve income falls if central banks cut, but it no longer faces the separate risk of the split itself being renegotiated against it. Those are different exposures, and locking one of them down is the point of the statement. There is a caveat worth stating plainly. This is the CEO characterizing a private commercial contract, not the contract text or a regulatory filing. The specific percentages, any volume tiers, and the exact conditions under which either party could exit are not public in this statement. Treat the perpetuity description as the shape of the deal, not the full legal detail. Stablecoins as infrastructure, not a side bet. The disclosure lands while stablecoins are being pulled into formal regulation across several markets. In Europe, MiCA rules are pushing exchanges to steer users toward compliant tokens. On the same day, Armstrong's comments circulated. OKX promoted a one-way conversion path for European users moving USDT into a MiCA-compliant stablecoin. Issuers and distributors are treating regulatory alignment as a competitive line, not an afterthought. A perpetual distribution deal fits that direction. If stablecoins are becoming regulated payment infrastructure rather than a trading desk convenience, the commercial relationships underneath them start to look more like long-term utility contracts than deals to be repriced every few years. For anyone who spends stablecoins rather than trades them, the plumbing matters more than it appears. USDC sits behind a large share of stable value crypto card spending, and the token's stability depends partly on the health of the issuer-distributor relationship that funds and backs it. A durable arrangement between the largest U.S. exchange and the second largest stablecoin reduces one source of uncertainty for the settlement layer that cards, remittances, and merchant rails increasingly run on. None of this changes what a USDC holder sees day to day. The token is meant to stay at a dollar. And it does. The relevance is structural. The income that motivates Coinbase to keep distributing, holding, and defending USDC is now described as open-ended rather than time-boxed.